May I speak in the name of our living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. I'm asking you to consider apostasy, which is turning away from what we know to be godly and right and true. Living in today's world isn't easy, particularly living as a Christian, though not a lot seems to have changed over the years on that score. As we heard in our gospel reading about the horrendous dilemmas, decisions made, and of the consequences in the court of King Herod. What a tangled web was woven back then. John was imprisoned and eventually executed for speaking about Herod's marriage to his brother's wife Herodias, and Herod's treatment of John revealed the tragedy of apostasy, turning away from God, despite knowing the truth. The sad thing was that Herod feared John, respected him, and even enjoyed listening to him. Yet he ultimately rejected God's call to do the right thing. You could weep, couldn't you, at the tragedy of human failing? But yes, we do all sin. But as we read in our psalm, when deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgressions. How blessed we are. We clearly see the complexity of human sin and brokenness in the narrative of Herod's banquet. A drunken promise, a manipulative request, and a cowardly king all led to John's execution. Though I would like to clarify here that heads on platters are extreme and a sign of those times, but thinking about it, are we not, God help us, seeing similar atrocities in our war-torn world today? That gospel account of John's demise shows Herod's defiance of God as he was tempted and succumbed to temptation in complying to the whims of a fallible human in the form of Herodias, rather than acting under God's word. Surely we have to ask ourselves if we're living under Christ's authority, or at least attempting to. Are we trusting God in simplicity and truth when we are in situations of temptation? Are we standing firm in the truth, even when it's hard? Are we pointing others to the clarity of the gospel in a complex world? Though as extreme an example as this is, it encourages us to remain steadfast in faith. John's action to seek the truth reminds us that doing so may cost us dearly, but we must maintain our faithfulness to God. I recall the words from Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed. He has sent us. In a culture marked by pride and self-interest today, Jesus offers a path of humility, healing, and redemption. Isn't this an invitation to us to examine our own hearts and align ourselves with the clarity of Christ's call? Just as tonight's gospel reading began with Jesus empowering and sending out disciples, so too, when we proclaim the gospel, we can transform lives. So away from heads on platters, and may you all well sleep this night. And as we consider our calling, I pray that we have denial of temptation. But let us not forget to celebrate all we have achieved. In God's name, in this place, as well as looking to the future. May God be with us all. Amen.
So let us pray. the end of each bidding, I will say, in faith we pray. And the response is, we pray to you, our God. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. So we come this evening and unburden ourselves in the presence of Jesus. And we ask that the rest of this day may be holy, peaceful, and full of his presence and the presence of the Spirit and of the Father. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God, that the work we have done and the people we have met today may bring us closer to you. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may hear and respond to your call to peace and justice. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God, that you will sustain the faith and hope of those who are lonely, oppressed, and anxious. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God, that you will strengthen us in your service and fill our hearts with longing for your kingdom. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God. We pray especially tonight for all those who suffer persecution for their faith, for those who have the courage to speak out when challenged. May we too be prepared to speak when called upon. In faith, we pray. We pray to you, our God. We give thanks for all those who've gone before us in this place. Empower us to serve you now and into the future. We pray for opportunities to come our way to speak of your love and what you have done and do for us, Lord. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. As we pray regularly for the war-torn areas of the world, we pray especially tonight for children who are being affected so deeply. We see pictures on our screens. And we pray, Lord, for an end to this horror that we see. That gospel tonight reminds us of our own sinfulness and how low it is possible to go to hurt a fellow human being. And we give thanks that John the Baptist is with all your saints in glory. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. An evening collect. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray. And in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.